SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Institute of Jamaica's cultural centers get new computers, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
The Institute of Jamaica's junior and cultural centers are to be equipped with computers, funded by the Universal Service Fund under the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. The USF is providing a $14.5 million grant for the purchase of 31 computers for the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center, as well as the East Street and Greater Portmore Junior Centers. Speaking at the commissioning of the IOJ Computer Labs at the East Street Junior Center in Kingston recently, Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley said the government intends to use technology to propel development, starting with young people.
If we are not able to communicate using technological means, if we do not prepare our citizens, our society, then we will be left behind. And so it is imperative for us that we create that environment that will allow us to develop what we term as our knowledge-based society. We believe that we need to start at the level of the youth. And the 3 centers that are being supported through the Universal Service Fund is geared towards us achieving that objective.
And Director of Projects for the USF, Everett Sims, notes that the grant was also used to fund adequate furniture for the computers as well as software to help the visually and hearing impaired.
Furniture is also included, the computer desk and the chairs. We had to also provide some funding in some cases for improving the aesthetics. There's also a component in there for the visually impaired that they can also have access to. The software has also be included for that sort of thing too.
All 3 centers offer IOJ-administered programs for cultural and social development, especially for children and teens. The third goal of our national development plan is to make Jamaica's economy prosperous. Learn how to play your role by visiting vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339.
We're taking justice to the people of Jamaica.
JPs from Eastern Jamaica, it's your turn to attend the regional launch of Training for Justices of the Peace, Thursday, May 4, 8:30 a.m. at the Anglican Church in Port Antonio, Portland. Come and be informed about a range of issues, including the services of the Legal Aid Council. That's the Eastern Jamaica JPs Training for Portland, St. Thomas and St. Mary, Thursday, May 4 at the Anglican Church in Port Antonio, Portland. Contact your custos for more information.
A message from the Ministry of Justice.
Time now for our child protection tip. Encourage your child to tell you their secrets. Let them know it is a safe place and they can share anything with you. And don't get easily angered by what you might hear. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation will host a Hope for Jamaica town hall meeting at Otto Rios High School in St. Anne this Thursday, May 4, starting at 6 p.m. Prime Minister Andrew Holness will be on site with Dr. Horace Chang, Finance Minister Audley Shaw and Labour Minister Shahini Robinson to interact with residents and respond to questions. Come out and hear the government's plans for a prosperous Jamaica. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.